show Ashaholics, the greatest podcast out there, brought to you by Julieland.com. We are sitting here right now in the mind of Dick Avery himself, and it's really sticky in here. What have you been up to? What the fuck? You need a housemaid. I'm here with Dick Avery and Rena Sky, the newest baby and addition to our family. You will be able to see her at iHeartRena.com. Say hello for everyone.
Hello,
everyone.
Everyone. Well, so how are you today?
I am pretty awesome.
How does it feel to be the newest addition? I mean, you still have that, like, you know, new family smell on you. We haven't even broken you in yet.
Is it kind of like new carpet or new...
New car smell.
New car.
It's kind of like new car, new shoe, new lingerie smell, you know?
It's just new.
So what exactly did you have to do to con your way into our family? Because I had to do some pretty extensive stuff for Dick. I mean... Did you rape him? Did you tie him down? Did you torture him? Did you sweet talk him? Take him out to dinners?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, man, I want to know all these dirty secrets. Do you know what I got for J-Girl 2012?
What?
A headache. I'm just kidding. I got lots of wonderful prizes that nobody's ever going to know about because it's our secret.
And a headache.
So tell me a little bit about you, my love.
Well, I am, I don't know.
You don't know?
This is my first time doing anything like this, so I'm a little nervous.
You but. Did? Hey, oh, hey, hey, hey. Liar, liar. She's lying. She's lying.
Oh, my God.
Lying, because you did night calls with me.
Oh, that is true, but that was totally
night calls doesn't count.
I wasn't sitting across the from this face.
Oh,
know?
Well, don't like, ignore
night
that.
Night calls doesn't like, count.
Yeah, that was with Nikki and, was that with Nikki and, I think Christy at the time.
Yeah.
But
so tell us about
this
yourself.
This show
Shut
was
up.
All about her. Night Calls wasn't all about her. Come on.
Right.
You stole all that limelight there, Avery.
Right. Exactly. All right. Tell us about yourself.
I am a simple girl.
A simple girl. You're a dirty girl
I
from
am
what
a
I
dirty
know.
Girl. I am pretty perverted. I come from San Francisco. I'm a Bay Area girl.
Nice.
I have two dogs.
Tell me your dogs' names. We love animals here.
I have one that is Carmelo. He's my little person. And then I have Hannah, and she's my little chihuahua. So
you know that your animals are going to have to do an interview with baby Frank. You know
oh,
that,
I hope
right?
so. Yes.
Lucifer I've did one. It. My cats haven't done one. My cat and dog both have a Twitter. My kitten doesn't have one. I don't think he's old enough yet for the Twitter world.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep mine off there. It's a little scary.
Yeah, it's really scary out there. Maybe I'll start on a Tumblr now that there's like no porn or nudity on there. Anyway, so tell me, what is your favorite thing about Dick Avery now that you're invited into the family?
One thing? I can only pick one?
You can pick three. We'll do up to three.
Three, okay. His heart, because he does have a big heart.
Really? I haven't found it
yeah,
yet. Is it
I
located
know.
Near his dick?
I know. He tries to act like, you know, he's this big tough guy, but he's really not. And that's what I love about him. And I love his sense of humor because he laughs at my jokes and he thinks I'm funny. So
really, he's just making fun of you.
Probably, but that's okay because I like being ignorant to it. So what else? And he looks like Chevy Chase, so you can't, like, I mean, that's another thing I love about him, because every time I look at him, I'm just like, aw, Clark.
He's just festering over there in the corner. Look at him, shaking his head.
Can we talk about her?
Turning red.
Can we talk about her?
So, tell me, how long have you been in this industry?
In this industry?
The adult industry.
Well, let's see. Dancing, I started dancing, so I guess you could consider that the adult industry.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
And I started that in 2002, so how long is that? A long fucking time.
I don't know, but we were just, it was actually me and Tiffany Tyler were just discussing how the ATM only spits out in increments of 20 now, so we're really hoping that the price of lap dances have gone up since you can only take out 20 at a time.
Oh my God, right?
I mean, it has been. To work that way, right?
It sounds about right.
And I think you have to charge like you want to charge $60 for a lap dance as opposed to 50 or 70. You want to keep it all in 20s.
I know you have to keep it in the 20 increments to help them out.
Right.
I don't give lap dances when I dance, so I mean I'll do like private foot fetish sessions where I like wave my feet in their face and shit, or like private domination sessions in the booth, which the club doesn't know about, but that's okay because it's not really for that long. It's just one song.
What was step on him with your heels.
Rena,
exactly.
Rena, what was your first scene and who was it for?
My first scene was for pink visual. It was supposed to be a girl orgy. So there was like 20 girls there, and
that's a lot of girls.
Yeah, it was a lot of girls. They were all drunk.
Talk about hurting kittens.
Oh man! It was,
oh wait, it was hectic. Lured them in with alcohol. I get it now.
Yeah, and everyone was running around licking each other, and it just, yeah, it was an awesome scene, but it ended up turning into a boy girl. The boy that was there grabbed me and was like, "I want to fuck you because you're new." And so then I started doing boy girl after that.
New rape. New girl, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I went willingly. It wasn't like, hey, I don't want to do this. There was no involved. It's just, yeah. It wasn't the plan.
Fuck all these drunk bitches. It was like, no.
Pretty much. Exactly.
It's how to get a girl to do boy girl. It's like, hey, just bring alcohol.
Well, see, that's the thing. I was drunk, and I think it was like I was the only one that wasn't drunk, so this guy was like, hey, maybe you'll be more
You're
fun to fuck.
You're the only one that's not a liability.
Exactly.
So over here.
That's exactly.
So bad.
Oh my god, yes.
What is either your craziest or most favorite thing that you've done for a scene?
Well,
be honest.
I think having sex outside on film while a crowd formed and watched the whole entire thing.
Was that like
thing.
A public disgrace kind of thing?
No, and it wasn't. Different. That's the thing. It wasn't. It was for this company, and the scene was just supposed to be me and the guy, and the guy wanted to do it outside of this boat shop. So he was like, yeah, come. I know the owners. Well, then like the DuPont paint guy came to like show samples, and so he was chilling there. Then this like maintenance guy came, and then like...
But all coincidence, like...
It really was. Yeah, it was so weird because
all of them just showed up.
Well, they weren't in the scene. They were just like hiding behind this like trailer watching us, you know, film it. So, and I love having sex outside. I've always done that since I was younger. So it wasn't that. It was just the crowd watching. Like, it was like, whoa, this is different. And I like it.
I like the crowds
you
watching,
like being
but
watched?
I like it in a closed setting.
You like being watched?
Yeah, I like anything.
Why
new.
Do you think she's a cam girl? She likes to be watched.
I love being watched, yeah.
Do you like watching too?
I feel like I'm kind of on the Saturday Night Live. Remember when they were like, yeah, good times. Did you ever see that episode?
That's what it is.
Good times.
Sorry, what were you talking about?
Do you like being watched?
I love being watched.
And you like watching?
I do. I don't know. Which
one do you like more, being watched or watching?
I told her what we should do is like have you come over and like fuck somebody and make her sit in the corner and watch.
Tie me up and make me watch.
Samantha Bentley, going down.
Exactly. Have you and Samantha fuck and have her just sit there in the corner and nothing. No, we won't even acknowledge
we
her existence.
We got enough tape for her in here. We got
you
multiple
can spit
colors,
at me maybe
even.
Every once in a while.
No, we won't even
just
do that.
Just throw a pillow or something.
Throw a pillow. You can rest your lingerie
we'll
on top
her
of her head.
Yeah. We'll tie her hands just right in front so all she can hold is a Hitachi. And not well either.
And not even well.
Like wiggle.
Yeah. Oh man, that's evil.
The Hitachi
like
inchworm all of a sudden.
Exactly.
I really like this idea. So, okay, welcome to the family. This is
Thank
pretty
you.
Fucking fantastic.
I know.
Your blog has gone up. It's iHeartRena. Of course, heart is spelled out. You can't make that character.
I did originally have iFartRena, but I didn't know if that was going to work.
Silent but deadly?
Can we change it? I think I want to change it, actually. I heart fart better.
And so you are a cam girl as well. And what you've actually introduced to our family is something pretty cool, Skype shows. Tell people out there who have absolutely no idea and are behind the times for whatever reason, what is a Skype show and what do you do on your shows?
A Skype show is a... cam show, but in private.
It's a video call.
It's a video call, yes, so that I can see you and you can see me if you have a camera, and we can play with each other without having to type or any of that bullshit. We can just get it on, have both hands into it, you know, and I like to take special requests, and I like to do girl-girl shows, so.
All right, the obvious question, what's the craziest request you've gotten?
Some interesting ones, like can you stomp on some apples until they're completely squished with your bare feet?
Okay.
Oh, the foot fetish guys.
Yeah, but I'm just
like,
how is this even possible? Like, do you want me to hurt myself in the process?
Yeah, like, how do you do that without hurting yourself?
Some of these requests, I don't even know.
I would have cut them up and been like, you can have them cut up.
We're going to have an applesauce squish.
Okay, what else?
Have you gotten like the balloon guys yet? I used to get the balloon guys.
What's that?
Sit on the balloons.
The ones who like the balloon. Girls who sit on the balloons or like step on the balloons.
Okay.
They have this, it's the sensation of the popping and like the height of the scare that you get that gets
that
them.
Natural reaction.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. And have you had anybody request any like fisting or?
You know, actually, I think because I am essentially a pretty normal girl. underneath all this craziness, I get a lot of people who just, you know, just want someone to talk to and someone to.
All right, you're a chatter. You're a talker.
Yeah, I'm a talker. I like to get to know people. You know, I'm genuine also, so I think that helps people. Like, they just want someone to hang out with. So.
She's genuinely dishonest.
Yes, and I genuinely like farts.
No, there was actually a guy who requested a burping video from me. Now, I'm not...
Really?
I don't hold back burps. Like, yeah. I belch very unladylike. Yeah. Because, you know, if I hold it in, I feel like I'm going to explode or, like, just get really bitchy.
You won't explode.
But this guy, I was making a Vine and he's like, do a burp video. And everybody's like, I think this dude wants you to do a burp video.
Did you do it?
No.
I think you should. That'd be really
$50.
Cool.
$50.
Yeah, if you pay me, maybe. There's actually a YouTube video. It might have been taken down by now. There's a YouTube video of me shotgunning a beer and then just belching for like 5 minutes.
Oh my God, that's sexy.
Not really.
Calm down. Are your hands between your legs again?
No. Okay. I'm rubbing my big thighs together.
She's the kind of girl you got to put mittens on. You know what bondage mittens are, right?
Exactly.
Yes. One of the first times we shot together, he was like, do you always have to touch your vagina? I was like, yes, I can't stop touching it.
I always just say, I'm trying to keep my edge, bro. Don't worry. Because that's what the guys do. They just sit there in the corner and they're constantly fucking touching it. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, trying to keep my edge. We're not shooting for another hour. Stop it.
You just got here, homie.
Exactly. Yeah, you just got here. Like, put your clothes back on.
Who's what company did you work for? Do you work for the most?
Penthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've never put us together. Why?
Why is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. We need to go talk to them.
I just spoke to the booker because you know how Penthouse is. Their shifts change so much. Their staff and everything else. And it's gotten to the point where it's nobody that's there that was there when I started is there anymore. Nobody. It's all new crew.
Exactly.
And it's so crazy to see it. But I love working for them. I just recently worked with them with Courtney Kane, actually.
Ooh.
Cool.
But it was awful scene for us.
Did you work with Courtney? Did you get to work with Courtney?
Yes. But we're both aggressive girls, and we're working for Penthouse, which is pretty. So it was really, really difficult for both of us to, like, tone it back.
Did you get those legs?
Oh, my God, those legs, those eyes, that everything.
That ass.
I have to tell you about the girl that I shot with them for. They threw me with this brand new girl, Sarah Love.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
I made her squirt during our scene for the first time. She was so cute. She was so embarrassed. She was like, I've never done this before. I was like, let it out. And then I got so excited. So when the cam show came, we go to the cam show. And, you know, me, I'm like, oh, I'm all into it, you know. And she's obviously into me. So I got into it more. And then I bit her on her vagina.
Oh.
By accident, super duper hard. Like, it was in my mouth. And I just went.
Okay, question.
I was so excited.
What? How do you accidentally bite a vagina? How do you accidentally... What? How do you do that?
How do you do what? Bite a girl in their vagina?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're excited and you're a little bit of a retard like me,
a lot of retard.
A lot of retard right here. It just happens.
I think what we need next time we shoot with her, we have to put a mouth guard on her. A muzzle.
Well, I've learned. You know
she
what I'm saying?
She needs the dental dams, apparently. Just don't inhale
a
them.
Ball, a ball gag and a... Choking. And a
you start choking and like hospital. Squeaking at the same time.
Can we get Lucifer's muzzle for the next shoot or something?
I do have that. Yeah. You know, you just reminded me. I stopped training my dog on his muzzle and I need to start doing that again. Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help you.
So did that end the show at that point?
No, she just, you know, jumped up a little bit. Not... actually as scared as I thought she would be and kept going. She was just like, you made me squirt,
you know,
uncle.
I've had some guys try to eat me up before that I guess don't know how to tuck the, you know, lips and teeth combo. And so they'll be licking but biting me at the same time. And I'm like punching him in the head. I'm like, no fucking teeth. God.
Is that what, like, wouldn't you like to have some guy that has no teeth? Wouldn't it be better?
No.
Maybe if I had a penis and we're like blowjob stuff. I've accidentally bit a couple dicks, I'm not going to lie. I've left marks. I've put people out of work. But I have a tiny, like, I have a
you
big
mouth. You left marks on me.
But I have a tiny, I did leave marks on her. But
for
no, like
2 weeks.
I can't deep throat very well. And so, like, I just cut people with my teeth. But I'm pulling the Manson thing. I got one tooth removed on one side. I'm hoping I can remove a tooth on the other side so I can deep throat better. You know, like how he got his ribs removed for like blowjob purposes?
Yeah. Hey. God. Hey, I got all my teeth gone back here.
Got all my teeth. I still have my tonsils, though, for extra pleasure.
Adds a little friction.
Adds a little friction and a little tension. Yeah.
Serena.
Yes.
Now that you're part of the family and everything like that.
But we have to, like, officially initiate her stuff.
That's coming real soon. Don't worry. I'm already scheming something really good. And it'll be something she'll remember.
I remember everything we do together.
No, you don't. Ever. Because we were too wasted. How could you?
We drink before set, not on set. We're probably still inebriated from the night before. That's usually how I record my podcast. This is the first sober podcast I've recorded so far.
Exactly. It's like, welcome to Sober Ashaholics.
Welcome to AA, Ashaholics Anonymous. Exactly. Where I'm finally sober for once.
Oh, my goodness.
Surprise, Rena. This here's an intervention show.
I'm not even high right now.
I know. I brought some for later. So, yes. Yeah. I thought we'd save it.
This is our famous intervention podcast show.
Oh, shit. I gotta go.
We love you. We think you could be better.
Speaking of interventions and drug using and alcohol, how do you feel about Amanda Bynes? Do you remember Amanda Bynes?
Okay, I have to tell you. She was hot. I am so out of the loop that I had no idea about any of this stuff until he
Amanda
said
Bynes
something.
Amanda Bynes is the new Tanner Mays.
I Googled
she's
her.
10 times better than that.
I Googled her on Twitter to find out what the fuck.
Yeah, she like...
She hit some people and then fucking wrote people, the president and was like, yo, Obama, I don't hit people. Fire the cop that arrested me. Out.
What? She's done crazy. She attacked Rihanna and was like, maybe Chris Brown beat you because you're ugly. And
no
like,
way.
Dude, Rihanna's gorgeous.
Oh my God, she's tripping.
I don't know if Amanda Bynes has looked in the mirror.
Is she on drugs?
You gotta read Audrey's blog post about...
That's what made me look her
really?
Up.
Really? I really want to...
Audrey calls it, the blog post is called The Other AB.
Yeah. The Other AB? That's amazing. Yeah. I really want Vivid to offer Amanda Bynes a porn contract.
Oh, I would fucking fuck the shit out of her.
You know, she might be a hot mess right now, but I'd still bang her.
Yeah.
I would bang her with like a
But she was
on.
So... She
I don't
was,
know if I would
she
touch
was,
her with my
She
mouth.
Was so cute when she was young and
she was
hot.
She was adorable and she was funny and she's
And then she
on
disappeared
show?
And then resurfaced as a crazy
She was all
bitch.
Into... Started chasing rappers.
Her boobs all big and stuff.
She started chasing rappers and she was like...
I bet you she's on my free cam somewhere.
Girls don't chase rappers.
And she says she doesn't do drugs or alcohol. It's like, well then, like
Lindsay
I did.
I told you, I tweeted
to her. She's like, I am. What did I say? I told you this. I tweeted to Amanda when she said something like, I'm not crazy. I wrote back, no, you're not crazy. You're stupid. It's my new thing now. I tweet all the celebrities.
Nice. You tweet all the celebrities. Who replies that? Has anybody
Nobody.
Replied back?
Nobody.
Travis Barker used to tweet me. We're apparently not tweet friends anymore, but he still follows me.
Well, that's good.
That's cool.
So, anyways, I just want to welcome you again to the family. I'm super excited about this.
Me too.
But I have very limited time with you today, and hopefully more in front of the camera and not just this microphone I'm trying to deep throat
I know.
With my tonsils.
I know, it's torture.
So where do we find you? Where do we follow you? Where do we cam with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at RenaSkyXXX. Mm-hmm. And on there, I pretty much leave updates as everything else, where you can find me, where you can contact me. You can also go to my lovely new blog site, and that is iHeartRena.com. And you can learn about Skyping through that. And you can also hit me up on Twitter and find out more. So
don't forget to read the blogs,
read
the bio,
the blogs.
And look at all the lovely free photos for you to enjoy. And I think there may be a set
videos?
Of you and I.
Oh, I hope so.
There's gotta be. There's a video floating around somewhere. You guys gotta find it. And whoever finds it.
Oh, the kissing video.
Whoever finds it first will get
discount. Do you masturbate
on our
to
show.
That one too?
Yeah.
She masturbates
I
too.
I love it when you're like, you lick my neck and then you like look in the camera and I'm just like, fuck this bitch.
Bitch is right. Bitch is right.
All right. I mean, in a good way.
Well, of course. You can follow this bitch at Ash Hollywood, or you can see me at ashgirl.com, and please listen to all my blogs. You guys are the Ashaholics if you've tuned in, and I love you so much. I'm starving and I need a drink. So I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.